Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 4, The Goodness of the Land, Its Minerals. Thursday Related Verses. Daniel chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5, I lifted up my eyes and I looked, and there was a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. Verse 6, his body also was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and his feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. Verse 13, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. Verse 14, and his head and hair were as white wool, as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet were like shining bronze, as having been fired in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. And to the messenger of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, he who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like shining bronze. John chapter 14, verse 30. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have affliction, but take courage, I have overcome the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet, the hope of salvation. Suggested reading. Bronze and copper are words used interchangeably for the same material in the Old Testament. In typology, bronze signifies divine judgment. The feet of Christ are like shining bronze, as mentioned also in Daniel chapter 10, verse 6, signifying that his perfect and bright walk qualifies him to exercise divine judgment. Hence, when he comes to possess the earth by judging it, his feet will be like pillars of fire. Christ appeared in his gleam in his work and moves, tested by people and testing people. His gleam in his work and moves is signified by his arms and his feet being like the gleam of polished bronze. God's judgment is a kind of trial. Christ was judged, tried by God, and God's trial and judgment made him bright like polished bronze. What elements of Christ do iron and copper represent? We are told that Christ will rule the nations with a rod of iron. Iron, therefore, stands for the authority of Christ. All authority in both heaven and earth has been given to him. He has been exalted to the heavens, to the right hand of God, and has been made head over all things. He has the iron. The rod of iron is in his hand. Bronze stands for the judgment of Christ, but we must realize that all his judging power and judging authority issue from the trials he suffered. When he was here on earth, He passed through all kinds of tests and suffered every kind of trial. His feet are like burnished bronze, refined in the furnace. What do the feet represent? The feet represent the walk, the life on earth. The walk and life of the Lord on earth have been refined, burnished, tested, and tried by God. They have even been tested by the enemy and by humanity. By all these tests, the Lord's life and walk have been proved and come forth perfect, bright, and shining. He has been qualified to judge others because he has first been tested, judged, and refined. He is equipped not only with bronze, but also with refined and shining bronze. How can we apply this? Sometimes, when you are following the Lord, while you are serving the Lord, or perhaps while you are coming to a meeting to minister, a thought of how dirty and sinful you are enters your mind. What do you do at such an instant? Yes, you ask the Lord to cover you with his precious blood and cover your mind with himself. But do you realize what this is? This is the helmet made of bronze. You realize that the Lord is the perfect one, the shining one, the one who has been tested and proved. Then in faith you exercise your spirit and say to the enemy, Satan, I am dirty, I am sinful, but praise my Lord, he is the perfect one. He is the one who has been tested and proved, and he is my covering. He is the helmet for my head. You can exercise your spirit by faith to apply this tested, proved, and perfect Christ as the helmet for your head. He has the ability, the strength, the qualification, the ground to withstand all attacks. Whenever the enemy meets this perfect one, he flees. Never fight the battle by yourself. This is not your business. The battle is the Lord's. He is your covering. The enemy can say nothing to him and do nothing with him. Learn to apply him as your covering.